Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, is willing to offer further clarifications on the botched appointment of Catherine Zappone as a UN envoy, according to Tánaiste Leo Varadkar. Mr. Coveney, who's admitted deleting text messages relating to the appointment, is being asked to appear before the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee to answer further questions surrounding the controversy. Earlier, the Tánaiste apologised that text messages of his involving Catherine Zappone, requested by journalists, had not been released as required. He said that he was on annual leave and wasn't contacted. Former Fianna Fáil Minister Barry Cowan said the controversy was distracting from the work of government. Asked on Maureen Ireland if the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Tánaiste should resign, he said that's their decision. If they don't feel so, the Taoiseach has a decision to make. Here's the Tánaiste speaking in Uri this morning.
Well, you know, just to say from my point of view, I think I've dealt with this matter. I've set out very clearly what my involvement was in this appointment, which of course did not take place in the end of the day. And I've published all the records that I have, which I believe verify my account. I was only in contact with Simon Coveney on one occasion about this matter, and that was essentially the query that you've seen. As you can see from the text message, he informed me that a memo would go to Cabinet. That is the normal way these things are done. And a memo did go to Cabinet. It was on the agenda the Friday before the meeting, in fact. But what didn't happen and what should have happened, and I've acknowledged this some weeks ago, what should have happened is either he or I should have flagged this appointment to Minister Ryan and to the Taoiseach because it was potentially politically sensitive.
The Tánaiste also said the issue was not causing a distraction for government.
I don't think it's being overshadowed. It's certainly a shadow, but I don't think it's overshadowing what is a really important day for government and for the country. Bear in mind, the real big news stories of this week are the government's COVID plan, which we published only yesterday, and the government's Housing for All plan, which we're going to publish today. So we're focusing as a government on COVID, on housing, on the big challenge at hand. Certainly nobody in government is distracted anyway from the business of government, if others are.
The Tánaiste speaking in Uri in County Down this morning. We're joined now by the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy Shortall. Thanks for talking to us here on the programme. Simon Coveney spent about 2 hours, I think, with the Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee answering questions on this and other matters earlier this week. The Tánaiste says he's willing to go back in and offer further clarification. What questions would you have for Simon Coveney?
Well, Brian, this entire affair, I believe, raises serious issues about behaviour of certain ministers and the operation of government generally. Clearly, we haven't been getting the truth, and that now needs to be addressed, not only by Simon Coveney, Leo Varadkar and others, but by the Taoiseach also. Because it seems that the attitude among some Fine Gael ministers is that rules are there for other people, and that if you're a minister, you can do what you like. So I would say, at a minimum, Simon Coveney needs to come back before the Foreign Affairs Committee. It seems clear now that inconsistent and inaccurate testimony was given to the committee. He said he deleted messages due to storage issues with his phone. And the next day he changed this story and said it was due to his phone being hacked. Now, the deletion of text messages by a minister is a very serious matter. We need to know whether this is an ad hoc deletion that goes on a regular basis. He's been a minister for 10 years. Mm. And, you know, has he been deleting text messages, which are official government records, during that time? He has an obligation to retain these records, not least under freedom of information. And we don't know whether he's aware of those obligations or not. But I also think there's an important question about when he deleted those messages. If it was after the FOI request came in seeking that information, well, then that would amount to an offence. But whenever it was, it is not good practice, and ministers are required to retain text messages that relate to government business.
Although we do know, because Pascal Donoghue was asked about this yesterday on the Claire Byrne show, that he also has deleted some messages. He says, I keep most of the messages that come through to me. Sometimes I do delete texts. If they come through, I've dealt with them quickly. So it's a mix for me. But the Taoiseach last evening, we're told, also reminded ministers of their obligations in relation to retaining communications that they engage in a professional capacity for FOI and other purposes.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if a text relates to government business, then if those texts are being deleted, there is a requirement on ministers to retain records in relation to those. But there are other questions that arise for the Minister for Foreign Affairs. As I say, he needs to come back before the committee. He provided information saying that he told the Taoiseach that 10 days before this matter came before Cabinet, that Catherine Zappone was being considered for the role, when we now know that she was, in effect, already appointed, the decision had been taken and a contract was being drawn up. There are also issues there about lobbying, of course, and this is something of serious concern to the public. You know, is this an insider job? Who did she lobby? We were told she didn't lobby, but now we know from the text messages that have been released that she did lobby the minister for, she did lobby the Taoiseach. And we also know that it's reported that she met Pascal Donoghue around this time, and was that about the same issue? So it seems to be that when it comes to Fine Gael ministers, that connections are more important than credentials when it comes to making appointments.
Just one other point, in relation to what we've been hearing from Simon Coveney, that his phone, he says, was hacked, and that he says now is the reason why he cleared his phone of its messages. Would you have concerns around that, that we would have a greater understanding of what is the hacking access to the phone of the Minister for Defence and the Minister for Foreign Affairs?
Well, this is a very serious revelation, Brian, in my view. I mean, this is the first we've heard that the Minister for Foreign Affairs phone has been hacked. Did he make a report on that? Are there records within his department in relation to that? And my colleague, Gary Gannon, who's a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, has written to the chairman asking that this issue be investigated thoroughly. And that needs to happen, because this is the first we've heard about that. And it is a very serious matter. It's a breach of security if the Minister for Defence and Foreign Affairs, if his phone has been hacked. So we need further information in relation to that. We also, of course, need information in relation to the Cabinet leak that occurred while the Cabinet meeting was taking place. I listened to Catherine Martin this morning talking about this, and she said that this was a matter for Fine Gael. It's not just a matter for Fine Gael. There is a constitutional requirement to respect Cabinet confidentiality.
What about Roisin Shorthorn? Sorry to cut across you, but the Taoiseach's handling of all of this, it's obviously complicated by the fact that he leads a three-party coalition.
Well, look, ultimately, the Taoiseach is responsible for the behaviour of the ministers in his cabinet. And it would appear that Micheál Martin is not in charge. He doesn't seem to have any authority or any control over his Fine Gael ministers. And, you know, you can't blame people like Barry Cowan for coming to the conclusion that there's one rule for Fianna Fáil and Green Party ministers and another rule for what would appear to be the Fine Gael officer class. So the Taoiseach needs to get a hold of this situation. And it's, as I say, it's not just a matter for individual ministers. The Taoiseach is responsible for the behaviour of his ministers and the behaviour and the operation of government generally. And he needs to take responsibility and provide answers to all of those outstanding questions.
Roisin Shorthorn, thanks for talking to us. Let's go now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan, who's standing by. Micheál, we'll talk about the housing plan in a moment, a very important plan being unveiled by the government today. But this political controversy, where is it all at this lunchtime?
I think the pressure probably remains most on the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, but clear indications that he will return to that Foreign Affairs Committee to answer further questions and to provide clarification, and he will robustly defend any charge that he misled the committee. I think that is the obvious next step in relation to this. But you can see, even though this appointment was ultimately declined by Catherine Zappone following the political uproar in July, it still remains in September very much in the political spotlight, and it's causing pressure within the government. And that illustrated, I suppose, in the clearest terms by Barry Cowan's contribution on Morning Ireland, saying that Taoiseach has to acknowledge the content of those text messages that were released by the Taoiseach yesterday, detailing a lot of what went on in that period leading up to the appointment.
How widespread is unease and more within Fianna Fáil?
I don't think there's a sense within Fianna Fáil that this could lead to a resignation or anything like that. I don't detect that sense. I think what it does show and what it puts in focus is the cohesion of the government and how it does its work and how about it goes about reaching decisions and what happens at Cabinet. And I think as a result of that and the focus that's going to be on that. That is something that's likely to be put to the Taoiseach when he addresses his own party when they gather in Cavan for 2 days next week. I think at that level, it causes no little discomfort. There doesn't appear to be a sense of crisis about this. There doesn't appear to be massive tension within the government. And I think one reason for that is that government TDs throughout the summer didn't feel that this was an issue that was sending ripples through the ground or that they were being approached in the constituency about it. That has remained the case in the last 24 hours. At the same time, it is a massive source of discomfort, and it does, on a day when the government was aiming to launch something else, lead to questions being asked about an event that stretches back and a controversial one that government just can't seem to step away from.
Well, as you say, the big announcement today, and the government will be hoping there's at least some attention, and I'm sure there will be attention paid to it, the Housing for All plan, this long promised plan from Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. We have the outlines of it, but obviously there's a lot of detail because of the scale of what's been proposed here.
Yeah, the scale is huge. It's 300,000 homes up to including 2030. And you're talking $4 billion a year with that funding guaranteed up to 2026 anyway. And then it would be reviewed at that point. But government saying that that source and that level of funding would continue. And then you're looking at out of that 300,000 homes, the 90,000 of which would be social homes. You'd also have affordable homes within that and also cost rental units. And 52% then would fall to be built by the private sector. But within that, there is a greater degree, for the first time within this plan, of direct build and state intervention, which hasn't been seen for a long time. Of course, an important one for government, because it is in the aftermath of the pandemic and all the crisis caused there. This is the key thing that government is staking its future and its reputation on, particularly on the Fianna Fáil side. Something that Taoiseach has spoken about is solving the housing crisis.
But there'll be key issues to be addressed: the capacity of the construction sector to deliver, the capacity of state bodies, local authorities, or whatever mechanism might be used to build homes directly, when for decades that's been something they haven't been doing.
Yeah, that's it. And the target is ambitious in the sense of trying to get up to about 33,000 homes on average a year built to begin that process within the next few years. And even if you look back to 2019, that would be an increase of 12,000 on that. So that would be a major increase in capacity relatively quickly. That one of the challenges. I think you are likely probably to see changes around planning as well. Things like planning exemptions, particularly over shops and business premises, to convert those properties, which could be done, government relatively quickly, into homes as well. Perhaps that's a precise detail, but it could be a relevant one. Things like preservation orders on older properties, particularly in city centres. There's a sense that this plan will contain something that relaxes them considerably, that would allow for urban regeneration in those areas.